Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on 93.5 FM KFOX, your talk alternative. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Little upbeat music there, huh? Didn't want to scare you away, but the heart started and the chakras open. Today we're going to talk about specific long transits. That's right. Transits from the planets Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto to natal planets in your chart. We're going to take a look at the conjunction that the square at the trine and the opposition transit and see how long it takes, what it means, and what we need to know to see how it will affect and change our whole life. Again, special thanks to Van Halen for the use of his music Jump, sung by David Lee Roth. Wow, very, very intense aspect today. In case you didn't notice, the Taurus moon, Saturn in Aquarius, and Jupiter in Leo, the first fixed T-square we talked about a couple weeks ago. So if you woke up today and it seems like everything is a jambles, is a quagmire of details and problems and situations, or if it hasn't hit yet, just wait, because it is a very, very intense astrological period. Well, obviously, if you have some early fixed planets in your chart, then you are in for quite a transition, for major rebirth, for what I would call a major occurrence happening in your life that may seem bad sometimes on the outskirts, possibly, but in the long run, I do believe that if you do the right thing, that the universe will intervene and assist you in your growth and progress. I believe that. I don't know if you believe that or not, but I believe that if you do the right thing, that you will get tremendous help from your higher power and from your God self, and it will allow you to carry on. So, tremendous opportunities if you have Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, or Scorpio in your chart from 0 to 10 degrees right now. Tremendous details, tremendous responsibilities, and Venus is getting ready to change signs this week going into Aries. That's going to have a massive effect on a lot of people through the cardinal transits of the next month. But a lot of you have been going through some really slow grinding effects. Besides Jupiter and Saturn being in Leo and Aquarius, Uranus and Neptune have been hanging out around middle Capricorn for quite some time and will be there for quite some time. Of course, there's Pluto that's been hanging out at 20 Scorpio for about 6 months already. If you don't know what these long transits mean, if you don't know what the planets that affect the long transit means, then it could create a lot of confusion in your life if the transits are what I would call stress transits, hard transits, like squares or oppositions. You know, the softer transits, the trines and the conjunctions and the sextiles, what can happen is you can notice a tremendous amount of potential and opportunity. I want to give you some key words here. Trine and sextile transits from the planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto to any planet in your chart. I want you to know that transit from these planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, can last from 6 months to 3 years. 2 years, at least. And obviously, great relationships can be built on these transits. Great business deals, career opportunities, opportunities for growth and rebirth and spiritual evolution, opportunities for prosperity. Let's say you have Venus in Gemini or Venus in Libra, and Saturn in Aquarius is going to trine that Venus in Gemini or Libra all year. Well, this could be the biggest year of your life for love and finances, because Saturn is a career planet and Venus is a money and a love planet. And the Saturn trine Venus, I have found, is one of the more powerful transits that you could have. In fact, I was having a Saturn trine Venus when I formed this show. Saturn was in early Scorpio and it trined my Venus most of 83 and part of 84, and allowed me to create some prosperity to keep the show going. You see what I mean? So if you don't know what a long transit is, or if you want to know what a certain long transit means, then this bud's for you. I'm going to be here till 2 o'clock today, and you're going to be somebody that's going to want to call. If you know nothing about astrology whatsoever, zero, zippo, all you got to do is say, Farley, here's my birthday. Am I having a long transit? What does it mean? That simple. I have a book of charts here that goes for the whole century. I'll be more than happy to look up your chart and see if you are having a specific long planetary transit that is affecting you. Now, I've talked about sextiles and trines a little bit here, but what I really like about the long transits is the tremendous opportunity, evolution, and growth that can be appreciated when you are having either a square or an opposition transit. For example, if you have any Cancer in your chart at all between like 10 and 20 degrees Cancer, then you're experiencing a Uranus opposed Neptune. I'll tell you right now, a lot of you folks born in 51, 52, and 53, and 54 with Uranus and Cancer are having not only a Uranus opposed Uranus, Uranus opposition Uranus, a long transit takes about a year, but you're also having a Neptune opposition Uranus. And I want to tell you something, your world, no matter how smooth and balanced it might have been up till now, may never be the same when this transit is over. I'm going to go over what each and every one of these planets means, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, on a trine sextile side, which I would call a positive effect, and on a square opposition side, which is what I would call a growth karma effect, not a negative effect, a growth karma effect. And basically, if you have any planets in Cancer in the middle, you're having oppositions. If you have any planets in Libra or Aries, like I do, in the middle, you're having squares. And if you have any planets in Capricorn, you're experiencing what we call long conjunctions. So, you know, I've covered a lot of signs here. Now, this is a very advanced topic, and I know some of my new listeners, it may be Greek to them, what I'm talking about. But still in all, the only way you're going to learn astrology and you're going to understand metaphysics is to listen to the show and get involved with it, or, you know, take our classes. And eventually you'll start speaking the language, and when you hear the show, you'll feel rather bright because you go, I know what he's talking about. It's like jumping into a half Spanish, half English class and just knowing maybe a little or nothing of the language. But still in all, obviously people affected by the long transits right now would be people from the fixed angle, that would have early Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, or Scorpio from Jupiter in Leo, Saturn in Aquarius. People with cardinal planets that would have Capricorn, Aries, Libra, or Cancer in their chart from Uranus and Neptune in Capricorn. And then more fixed individuals with Pluto and Scorpio that would have, once again, Scorpio, Leo, Taurus, and Aquarius in their chart from Pluto being in Scorpio. Now let's take a look at each and every one of these planets to see what it means on a positive angle, meaning a trine or a sextile to our chart, how long it lasts, and then a karma growth angle, if there were squares, oppositions, or conjunctions from these planets in the sky, the planets in our chart. Let me explain to you, a planetary transit means that there's a moving planet in the universe, in the sky, that is setting off a planet in our birth chart. That's what it means, a transit. And when that happens in astrology, what it does is it sets up a series of vibrations of energies that affect the cells in our bodies that encourage us to experience and embrace the trials and tribulations and lessons we were meant to in order to ensure optimum growth potential. So the universe serves as like an engine, which we, as the mechanical part of that engine, to literally zero in on the vibration that is affecting us on a day-to-day basis, and people that understand astrology and study astrology are enabled to understand what these long transition periods are like. Do you ever go through a period where you had a long depression or a long moodiness, or you stopped smoking, or you started up again, or you stopped drinking, or you started up again, or you stopped using drugs, or you started up again, or you gained 80 pounds, or you lost 40, or you lost 50, or you gained 20, or, you know, your business was doing great, and then suddenly it hit the shelf, and or your relationship was perfect, and then all of a sudden it hit the damper there. A lot of this, you can see about 90% of this occurring in the astrology effect as it affects our charts. Let's take Jupiter first. First of all, Jupiter is what we call a benefic planet. Like Venus, the only other benefic planet, wherever Jupiter goes, it brings expansion, growth, usually friendly growth or friendly expansion, but oftentimes, wherever Jupiter goes, it can force you to do things. And usually it's a pretty funny effect, a pretty happy, philosophical, travel-oriented effect. But if you were having a Jupiter trine or a Jupiter sextile to any planet in your chart, then the idea here is gain, optimism, freedom, independence, opportunity, potential, and all the good, lucky, happy, wonderful things you ever hear about in life. It could also mean overdoing it. If you're having a Jupiter square, our Jupiter opposition, that karma growth aspect, then what could happen is it's like putting too many plugs on one electrical circuit. There could be a burnout, there could be an overload, or there could be some kind of aspect that could be affecting you that is telling you that you are being enslaved, which is the antithesis of Jupiter. Jupiter usually rules freedom, but if it's a karma Jupiter aspect, then what it'll usually mean is the adverse to freedom, which is prisoner. And right now, like I say, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius are being affected by Jupiter in Leo in a stress pattern, the karma growth pattern, for about another 9 months. On the other hand, Sag, Aries, and also Libra and Gemini will benefit from Jupiter in Leo for the next 9 months. Okay, they're being given something. Saturn. Saturn, as an opposite planet to Jupiter, even though it is the second largest planet, we find that Saturn is an antithesis to Jupiter. Whereas Jupiter is freedom, Saturn would be slavery. Whereas Jupiter is expansion, Saturn is contraction. Whereas Jupiter would be Dharma, or deeds, Saturn would be karma, or trials. So obviously, if you are having a Saturn positive aspect, a trine or a sextile that would last for about a year, to just one of your planets, 1 year transition period, trine or sextile, then oftentimes you are being given something that ordinarily in your past you would have had to work for, or you wouldn't have thought possible you could get this thing. Let's say you have problems with women, you're a man, you're born with a Venus square Saturn in your chart, and suddenly you're having a Saturn trine Venus. And suddenly relationships seem easy, they're flowing, in fact you have a commitment, something that's never happened to you before. You see, what Saturn does is it releases the dragon and allows you to have the creative charisma or ability to attract elements in your life that previously were not possible. I like that explanation. Once in a while I go, yeah, Farley, that's the way to explain it. So Saturn sextiles and Saturn trines, trines are stronger, and that would mean people with Libra and Gemini planets, Libras and Gemini sun signs, are sometime in the next 2.5 years going to experience that Saturn trine that will last for 1 year. So get ready for a release of the dragon. Now the Saturn square and the Saturn opposition and the Saturn conjunction is what I call a much more tougher transition, because this is where the karma becomes obvious. Where the suffering, where the restrictions, where the trials, where the hurdles, where the blockages, where the pain, where the inability to let go of the snake that is stinging you occurs. And frankly, if you're having a long transit, like if you have, once again, the Leo, the Aquarius, or the Scorpio in your chart, then Saturn, or a Leo, Aquarius, Scorpio, or Taurus in your chart, then sometime between now and the next 2 years, Saturn will square, opposed, or conjunct those planets. And that's why Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio are the karma signs for the next 2 years. They are the signs that will be the most afflicted. Now, I'm a Leo, but I'm not affected by this Saturn aspect until Saturn gets to about 13 or 12 Aquarius, when it will oppose my Pluto and square my moon, which will be in about a year, year and a half. All those people with early planets in Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio are going to be hit with the karma now. Now, usually, I don't see this as a negative transit or as a negative effect, as an evil effect, because what Saturn does is Saturn is the guy that holds up the cue card and says, Farley, you're making a mistake. Stop this behavior. Do something else. Change your life. Have transition. Be better to yourself. Be nicer to yourself. If you don't pay attention to the sign that's being flashed to you by Saturn, then that's when you're in pain. Now, I've seen health go downhill. I've seen wealth go downhill. I've seen relationships go out the window, and I have seen careers go out the window, and I have seen families break up, and I've seen all kinds of negative effects from people having long Saturn transits because they just won't leave it alone. And oftentimes, when you're having a long Saturn transition, you're trying to push something to try to hope and make it work. It's like a very big long shot. And in reality, in logical sense, there's no way. But you need to get butchered by this situation in order to know that. Whereas a year or two ago, you'd go, oh, okay, I see what's going on. I'll walk away now. But now you need to get whacked. So Saturn long Saturn transits that take about a year, because Saturn, opposite to Jupiter, is known as a malefic planet, not a benefic planet, but a malefic planet that teaches you things about life through sometimes growth through suffering or pain. Oftentimes, it's easy to recognize what the negative behavioral pattern is and input a behavioral modification to have a happier life. Uranus is what I call the slap-in-the-face planet, the lightning bolt planet, the planet of shocks, of surprises, of either celebrations or tremendous trauma. If you're having a Uranus trine or sextal, well, these are the things dreams can be made of. Just like Neptune, Neptune is an illuminating planet. It's like allowing a blind person to see after they've been blind their whole life. So whereas Uranus shocks you into reality, Neptune illuminates situations when the veil of denial is lifted. And obviously, if you're having a hard transit from Uranus or Neptune, squares or opposition, sometimes even conjunctions, more than Saturn, Uranus, instead of just holding on to a situation, it's almost like you're invested and you have no choice. So the only way you're going to be removed is going to be surgically by the universe. That's why sometimes crises, traumas, accidents, and injury are connected with long Uranus squares and oppositions. And that's why caution should be embraced when you're having a Uranus opposition or square. Because if you're not doing what the universe says you should, then that's when you get shocked. That's why a lot of people, when they turn 40, they get the lightning bolt, because they have what we call a Uranus opposition Uranus, which takes the first 40 years of your life to finally occur. The Neptune effect, Neptune square or Neptune opposition or Neptune conjunction, like I said, usually is what pulls us out of our denial. Usually everybody is in denial in one form or other. And when you have a hard Neptune aspect, the veil is sometimes abruptly and frighteningly removed, where you realize he really doesn't love you anymore, or you realize she's really not being loyal, or you realize the boss has really lied to you, or your father or mother has, or something seriously is wrong. And that is when you hopefully will be elevated spiritually because of how strong you are at that point. On the other hand, if you're having Uranus trines and sextals, or Neptune's trines and sextals, especially to your Venus and Mars, these are some of the happiest moments in your life. A lot of people in their 50s have a Uranus trine Uranus and a Neptune trine Neptune in their natal chart. And if you wonder why a lot of people finally get what they want in their 50s and 60s, and why it's important to take care of your health because of all the partying and celebration that occurs when they finally do get their dreams, it's very important to retain a spiritual attitude and a priority and keep yourself as healthy as possible, because Uranus trines and Neptune trines do deliver dreams and goals and blessings and love in your life beyond your wildest dreams. That's why you must take advantage of these. And obviously, people that have Taurus or Virgo in their charts have experienced the Uranus or Neptune trine or will be in the next 5 years. And people with Aries, Capricorn, Cancer, or Libra in their charts, like I have, would be experiencing some of the opposition and some of the denial and some of the shocks from the Uranus-Neptune squares and oppositions and conjunctions that are going on. And finally, there's Pluto. And Pluto, more than being Mickey Mouse's dog, is a planet in the sky that's the second farthest out. Neptune is now the farthest out from the sun. And Pluto is what we call the metamorphosis planet, the chameleon, the planet that offers transition, death, and rebirth. Sometimes when you feel like you're going to die, what it really means is you're having a massive life change, and you're saying goodbye to a negative, self-destructive part of your behavior, and you're embracing a brand new, loving, high self-esteem, motivated, positive energy part of your life. And obviously, Pluto squares and Pluto oppositions can be very long, drawn-out, excruciating transition, because what happens here is Pluto is a very intense, emotional, and often vindictive or jealous or angry effect. That's why I found during my Pluto square, Pluto, Pluto square Mercury, Pluto square Sun, Pluto square Saturn I've been going through, because those people with Leo, Scorpio, Taurus, and Aquarius in their chart would have either experienced the effect of Pluto in Scorpio or will on the hard side, on the squares and oppositions and conjunctions. And this is why anger and hostility and vindictiveness and jealousy and emotion surface and oftentimes create tremendous hostility walls that kind of allow you to get in touch with some of the negative energies, even from past lives, I believe. On the other hand, one of my most favorite aspects is the Pluto trine, or the Pluto sextile, which can, you know, once again, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto aspects can take 2 years, whether they're trine squares or oppositions. And obviously, Pluto trines are what empires and what dreams and what stability are made of, because it allows us to have a pleasant metamorphosis, a happy, sometimes a warm, a passionate, a sexy, a loving, embracing, a hugging, an intensely euphoric, hysterical sometimes, experience. You know, like women having Pluto trine Mars. If you have Mars in Pisces or Cancer, you'd be having a Pluto trine Mars, or you've already had one, or you will have one. Or men or women with Venus in Pisces or Cancer having a Pluto trine Venus can do quite well in love and money and career and power and investments and prosperity. So Pluto does happen to bring some really fun vibrations to your life. Now, obviously, if you are having a long transit and you don't know it, well, what you need to do is pull up either my transit forecast or my advanced transit forecast. And what you want to do is you want to go through that forecast, and on the right side of the page, you want to find the abbreviations that have the abbreviations for Jupiter, which is JU, for Saturn, which is SA, for Uranus, which is UR, for Neptune, which is NE, and for Pluto, which is PL. And you want to circle the first word, like I have an NESQRMA, which is Neptune square Mars, which is a real tough aspect, so I'd circle that. I have a Pluto conjunct Moon, I'll circle that. A Uranus square Neptune, I'll circle that. Usually in the yearly highlights, in the first couple pages, we will tell you where some of your long transits are. I'm also having a Pluto square Mercury, a Uranus square Neptune, a Neptune square Mars, a Neptune sextile Moon, a Pluto square Sun, a Pluto square Mercury. So my long transits for 1991 are a lot. Pluto square Mercury, Uranus square Neptune, Neptune square Mars, Neptune sextile Moon, Pluto square Sun, Pluto square Mercury, Neptune square Mars, Pluto conjunct Moon, Uranus square Neptune, all those planets. There's not many trines there. So 1991 appears to be a year that's filled with karma, growth, and evolution for me, which is what I love. I'm embracing that. And, you know, I went through my Pluto square Sun in January, and it says, this is a crisis period. Your strength and belief in yourself is tested. You feel you must prove yourself and assert domination over circumstances and others. Karma with the Father. You can go to extremes and the use of personal power is an issue now. So our transits are excellent for pointing out when the peak of these long transits occur, how long the peak will last, and how often during the year these aspects will happen.